On Beyond Today, we have been appalled by some of the recent legislation by states that have considered and enacted laws allowing for late-term abortion, essentially infanticide. The State of the Union address was recently done by President Donald Trump, and it contained a passage in there where the president referred to what was taking place in New York and Virginia and other states that are considering such laws. And I'd like to read the lines that the president made and what he called for Congress to do as a result of this. He said, "There can be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays that our nation has seen in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world." And then we have the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth. "To defend the dignity of every person," the president continued, "I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb." And he concluded, "Let us work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life. And let us reaffirm a fundamental truth: all children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God." It was a remarkable statement made by the President of the United States in that annual message where he goes before Congress to describe the State of the Union. And he, I think, very clearly laid out what is the State of the Union in regard to this matter of abortion. We've been very clear about it on Beyond Today and the reaction that has engulfed America and the world in the wake of decisions like Roe v. Wade way back in 1973 that legalized abortion, and now recent efforts to even take that further to allow late-term abortions here. We should all recognize the sanctity of human life, that the womb of a mother should be the safest place for that life that is developing. Genesis 1 and verse 27 does mean what it says. God did create man in his image. And those babies are living images of the Creator God coming to full birth. We need to appreciate that, and we certainly hope that the Congress will pass such legislation. Whether they will or not in the climate that we have today, that's another matter. But certainly we should all pray that the sanctity of human life can be something that can be guarded, and keep that forever in our minds, because it is from the Word of God. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.